A continuación haremos referencia a los...
We would like to now talk about the cross-cutting issues, most notably questions of science and technology, the future program of work, support to the ISU, and the question of gender. Now, on science and technology, Mexico believes that technological exchanges contribute to the production and development of medicines that help us deal with different biological processes. And this helps us achieve the sustainable development goals of the 2030 agenda. On the proposals that were made during the meeting of experts, MECI 2, on the questions of science and technology, we referred to a proposal made by China and Pakistan on the Tianjin Biosecurity Guidelines. These guidelines have the aim of establishing a code of conduct, and we are looking at the progress related to this proposal with the involvement of different stakeholders. It is important that national implementation takes into account the national practices of individual countries. On the proposal made by the United States during previous meetings to explore how we can strengthen existing international scientific base, especially the biological risks in laboratories, we believe that these are good proposals in terms of managing biological risks, exchanges of best practices and lessons learned through the work of International Working Group on biological laboratory risks can help us have the information on risks and also exchange information between universities and specialists. On the other hand, in order to ensure a comprehensive implementation of the Convention for Mexico, it is crucial to establish an institutional framework within the convention that covers issues of the progress achieved in biotechnologies in a structured manner. For that purpose, we are analyzing the proposal related to the expert advisory group of scientists and something that was presented in the working group of Germany. Such a mechanism, as was previously said, transparent with geographical diversity, multidisciplinary, and in mainstream the gender perspective. Now, any work related to progress in science and technology should be focused on international cooperation for the use of such technologies for peaceful purposes in a broad way without any discrimination and open to all developing countries. We do hope that in this period we'll build the relevant trust to take decisions during the next review conference with a view of strengthening capacities and cooperation under the convention, especially in the area of prevention and identification of risks. Mr. Vice President, on the future program of work, Mexico believes that we need to strengthen our work during the intersessional periods, as we have seen during the meetings in this room over the last several years, because it is critical for the implementation of the convention and relevant measures can be adopted to be able to react in a timely way in the face of new challenges and risks. And we thank the United Kingdom for its working document, review conference, decision-making, and strengthening of the convention. We believe that that document is timely. It can not only help us strengthen institutionally the convention, but also make that mechanism more effective and be able to react in a timely fashion. And here we'd like to highlight the need to strengthen the ISU. As other delegations have said, we would need to have experts working in the ISU that help member states. Mr. Vice President, on the question of gender, we thank the delegation of Panama for presenting the document that is focused on making women an integral part of this convention. And we see that 80% of those who work in hospitals in cases of the use of biological and toxin weapons are women, but they are seriously underrepresented in this convention. So we need to strengthen the work in this area. My delegation agrees that the gender perspective should be discussed during the review conference in order to take substantive steps in order to improve the situation in the upcoming 5 years. Finally, we'd like to reiterate our commitment to the convention, strengthening the different articles and working together on different